You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, coming to you from the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. Wherever you are listening to our international broadcast, this is Alvin A. Craig, inviting you to stay with us as we bring you the gospel on today's Way of Truth broadcast. We understand that the gospel is the good news of Jesus Christ, the good news of His salvation. And so we're thankful for the privilege of sharing the gospel with you today. Beloved, that's the only way anyone can be saved, by the blood of the crucified one, for without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. So we haven't taken the blood out of our songs, nor out of our sermons, for we know without the blood of Christ, you have religion, but not salvation. Father, we thank you today for the gift of your dear Son. We're thankful that He was willing to come into this sin-cursed world and die upon a cruel cross to make it possible for us to be saved. As your scriptures tell us, He gave Himself to redeem us from all iniquity, and to purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. And so we give you thanks, we give you praise. We're also thankful that we can share the gospel with this precious people today, and we're praying the Holy Spirit will use this broadcast to make it a blessing to souls. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It is a privilege to come your way by means of radio or however you may be listening. We're thankful that our broadcast now is being heard around the world on the World Wide Web. It can be heard anytime, day or night. Those that will download the program can listen. And we're so thankful for this door that is open for us to share the gospel with additional souls. So wherever or however you may be listening to our broadcast, we're truly thankful for the privilege of coming your way. At the end of our broadcast, we'll be giving you our mailing address. It would be an encouragement to us if you would take time to write and let us know that you hear and appreciate our broadcast.
Once I was down by simple and better, sin I was saved by struggle in vain, but I received a glorious freedom when Jesus broke my fetters in twain. Glorious freedom, wonderful freedom.
Our subject for today's broadcast, Salvation, Present, Perfect, Now or Never. And our text of Scripture is taken out of 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2. And I would ask you to notice how Paul here emphasizes, now, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. In Isaiah chapter 49 and verse 8, there is a prophecy of a special acceptable time, our day of salvation for the lost world. The most propitious age of redemption the old sinful world will ever see. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2, as we have just read, we are told that today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. And where did Paul get that? He quoted that from this passage of Scripture in Isaiah. Now, I want you to notice that Paul emphasizes now, not in a future millennial age, which shall not really come, not in a millennial age, as many are teaching today, but now. Now is the day of salvation. It's amazing, in a way, how much false doctrine there is in the religious world as to what is supposedly going to come to pass, and even people being given a second chance to get saved in the millennial age or sometime out in the future. I don't know why people are not willing to accept what the Word of God actually teaches them. Salvation is present. It's now, because we are living in the last dispensation, our age of time. Yes, we are living now in the last dispensation, our age of time. Now, people talk about living in the last days. Well, the Apostle Peter, on the day of Pentecost, quoted from the prophet Joel about how that in the last days, or in the last time, God would pour out His Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And Peter said, this is that. So we are living, we have been living, people have been living in the last age since Jesus Christ died on the cross. And when we talk about the last age or the last dispensation, we're talking about the last dispensation of time or the last dispensation of age. Do not look for a millennial age after this one, for we are living in the last dispensation. We are living in the last age. We are now living. The gospel age is the last time, according to the Apostle John in chapter 1 John chapter 2 and verse 18. The last time. This is the last time. We're living in the last time. We're living in the last age. And it is the gospel age. It is the age of salvation. Christ, in His first advent, appeared in the end of time, or in the end of the world. So Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 26 tells us, in other words, the end of the ages, according to the Revised Translation, or the full end of the age, according to Young, upon us the ends of the world is come. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 11. The end of the ages, according to the Revised Version. And I know I don't go by the Revised Version much, but these versions also confirm the fact, just as our good old King James Bible teaches us, that this is the last age. This is the end. There will not be another age after this age. So today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. After death, not a millennium. No, that isn't what the Word of God teaches. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27 tells us, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. Not after that, a millennial reign. No, after death comes, not a millennium or a second chance to be saved, but the judgment. Why can we not, I say, believe what the Word of God teaches them? Now, I do not mean to be argumentative, and I do not mean to humiliate anyone. I just believe the Bible, and I'm endeavoring to bring it to you as it is taught. The provisions for salvation are now complete. The Savior has come. Yes, the Savior has come. The atonement has been made. Jesus Christ suffered and bled upon the cruel cross of Calvary. He shed His life's blood to redeem us from all iniquity, to save us from our sins. And also He rose from the dead. For according to the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 15, if Christ be not risen, then we are still in our sins, and our faith is vain. So Christ not only died upon that old cruel cross, shedding His blood, but He rose again on the third day to make it possible for us to be saved. Now we are living in the Holy Spirit dispensation. The Holy Spirit is here. This is preeminently the dispensation of the Spirit of God. And it is the Spirit of God that must convict a sinner and draw the sinner. Jesus said, "No one can come unto me except the Father which has sent me draw him." And the Holy Spirit is the agent that God uses to draw sinners to Christ and to salvation. The commission commands the gospel now to be preached to every creature in all the world among all nations. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. According to the commission Jesus gave the disciples, as recorded by Mark, and Matthew says to go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. So the commission commands the gospel now to be preached in this dispensation, for there will be no other dispensation. Christ is now the world's mediator. There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. There's only one name given under heaven among men whereby we may be saved. So Christ is now the world's mediator, making intercession for us. Yes, He is at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. The church is the great medium through which God works. Yes, it is the church through which God works. It is the church that the commission was given to go and to preach the gospel to every creature. How shall they believe on Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? It pleased God through the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. So the church is the great medium through which God is working today, spreading the gospel, inviting people to receive Christ in reality. Now, the invitation to be saved is now. We find this in Isaiah 45 and 21 and 22. We also find it in Matthew 11, 28 through 30, where Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." We also find it in Revelation 22, where the bride and the groom says, "Come, yes, let him that thirsteth, let whoever so will may come and drink of the waters of life freely." So God now commands repentance of all men everywhere. The Apostle Paul, when he went into Athens, Greece, and saw those various gods there, or the altars to the various gods, and one even to the unknown God, he told the people there, "The times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent." Now, yes, now is the command to repent, not out in some future age. The Lord now saves men. This day is salvation come to this house. Who did He say that to? The little man Zacchaeus there in Jericho. Zacchaeus had climbed up in the tree because he wanted to see the Lord. And when the Lord came by, he stopped and he said to Zacchaeus, "Come down." And he said to the Lord, "I'm going to go home." To Zacchaeus, he said, "I'm going to go home with you." And Zacchaeus said, "Lord, if I have taken anything by false accusation, I'm going to restore it fourfold. I'll give half of my goods to feed the poor." And Jesus said that salvation is come to this house. I know people found fault with Christ because He was going to go home with somebody they considered a sinner. And He had been a sinner, that's true. But Jesus saved him. Salvation has come. Yes, today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. He has saved us, according to Paul's writings in Titus chapter 3 and verse 5. Not that he's going to save us. I know there are those who teach that you're not saved until time is no more, as it were. But he has saved us now. Today, again, I want to emphasize that. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. It is possible to know that you are saved, that you have passed from death unto life. Yes, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. Salvation is now perfect because it is God's salvation, not man's, not some religious organization, no. Salvation is now perfect because it is God's salvation. Behold, God is my salvation. It is effected through powerful agencies, the gospel and the Holy Spirit, through the blood of Christ. It now grants complete deliverance from all sin. If we will confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It now gives grace and power to live righteous and holy in this present world. Again, Paul writing to Titus said, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world." So salvation now gives grace and power to live righteous, holy, and godly in this present age while Satan is loose, while he is allowed to tempt, to test, and to try. All the days of our life, the Lord is able to keep us. Now, it is now or never. Let me emphasize that again. It is now or never, because there is not a promise in the gospel for a chance after death. I want to repeat that. There is not a promise in the gospel, nowhere, for a chance after death. Remember, after death comes the judgment. Those who will not now repent shall perish. Jesus told us that in Luke chapter 13. He repeated that twice. Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. All who live and die in sin shall never go where Jesus is. For Jesus said, if you die in your sins, where I am, there you cannot come. We have a hymn in our book, Heaven is a Holy Place, filled with glory and with grace. Sin can never enter there. It will stop you at the door and bar you out forevermore. Sin can never enter there. Those who obey not the gospel will not have a chance to be saved when Jesus comes, but will be eternally lost. They shall be eternally punished according to the word of God. These shall go away into everlasting punishment. In that last great day of final judgment, when Jesus comes in the glory of his Father, with the holy angels with him, the wicked will not have time and they will not have opportunity to repent, but will receive their eternal doom. We find this so clearly brought out in Matthew chapter 25, where we're told that they will be brought, the entire world, the entire populace of all ages shall stand before Christ in judgment, and he's going to separate the good from the bad, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he's going to say to those on the left-hand side, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels." And they shall go away into everlasting punishment. He's going to say to those on the right-hand side, "Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Beloved, the scriptures teach from beginning to end that there are only two ways, and Jesus speaks of them. One, the broad way that leads to destruction. The other is straight and narrow, which leads to life eternal. From Genesis to Revelation, this seed of thought is to be found. There are two ways. God said to Old Testament Israel, "I set before you life and death, good and evil. Choose. Choose life," he said. And Joshua, in his old age, got the children of Israel together, and he challenged them to choose whom they would serve. But he said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. If it seem evil in your sight to serve the Lord, then choose whom you will serve, whether the gods who were on the other side of the floods or the gods of the Amorites in whose lands you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And so, beloved, every one of us individually must make that choice, whether we're going to travel the broad road that leads to destruction, or whether we're going to travel the straight and narrow way that leads to life eternal. But remember this, today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Therefore, repent, believe the gospel, and receive the blessing of salvation and eternal life through Jesus Christ. For Christ paid for your salvation. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we do trust that it has proven to be a blessing to you. If so, why not write and let us know? It would be an encouragement to us if you'd take time to let us know that you hear and appreciate our broadcast. Our mailing address, the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. Our fax number is 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And remember, you can download our broadcast now and hear it at any time you may choose. Our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. You'll also find the current issue of the Way of Truth magazine, and a number of back issues are also there for you to download and to read. www.wayoftruth.org. Again, we thank you for listening to the broadcast, and we'd like to invite you to tune in next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the blessings of heaven rest and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.